Metronome?
Hello.
Hello.
What were How you... fast are you at playing?
Say what?
How fast are you when it comes to, like, playing lines or scales?
Like, learning them?
Well, no. No, actually physically playing them.
Oh, depends on what it is and how much practice I've had.
You're pretty fast. You can say it.
I mean, I'm fast at some stuff, yeah. I'm not, like,
I've never been fast or smooth, and I've determined at this go-around that I'm going to attain that level.
Practice.
I know! It's frustrating, though.
I don't know how...
I cannot make the connection in my brain yet of how just doing scales over and over again is going to... transform into running across.
I mean, sure, you can apply, like, how you learned how to draw well to that, right? I mean,
yeah, but I also know that if I can't do something drawing-wise, I just won't do it.
Ah, well, yeah.
And I used to do that with guitar, too.
From what I understand, and I've never been good at practicing scales, like, because I just get bored and give up, but...
Yeah, that's...
From what I understand, the theory of it is that you do it often enough that it just becomes second nature and muscle memory. So that,
right, and that's the problem here, is that I cannot see that in my brain. At this point, it is just me doing the same thing over and over again, and nothing changes, which is sort of the definition of insanity.
Or dedication.
I've gotten to the point... I've been... Around, I think, I don't know what exact date it was, but I've gotten to the point where I've almost been doing this for 2 months now.
Cool.
Practicing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gotten to a level that I was sort of comfortable. I probably haven't gotten there exactly yet, because when I was in high school, I was playing it, like, all the time. So I feel like I've almost gotten to that back a little bit.
That's good.
So my goal is to go past that, obviously, and be actually learning the guitar rather than figuring out some. I was an okay rhythm guy, and I could learn by ear, and I could be in a shitty high school band, yeah, as long as you didn't give me any solos to do. But now I want to learn. Like, before, I didn't know anything about, what key am I in, that kind of stuff, and now I'm trying to learn that.
Yeah, I keep telling myself to do that.
Learning a little bit of theory. And I have learned more about that than I ever did when I was a kid. So I'm proud of myself, but it's still, music is math. A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, sure, yeah.
It's a lot of the same concepts, and that is so difficult for me. It may not be adding and subtracting, but it is very much a this equals this because of this, and those are very difficult for my brain to do.
That's probably why, I mean, I'm sort of in that same boat, and it's probably why it was just sort of easier for me to do things instinctively rather than actually sit down and learn it. Like, you know, growing up and even up to now, I still have gone back and really learned the things I should know, you know, the foundations.
I don't know what it is that made me want to do this. I keep referring to it as my midlife crisis, and it probably is in a way, because it's me going back to what I never did the first time around.
I mean, what are you going to do with a sports car in Chicago? You know, so.
Right, exactly. and it's not like I plan on getting in a band or something. You know, I don't plan on recording myself on doing, like, you know, like those people on YouTube just doing, like, covers of songs. I don't plan on doing that.
You know, eventually I'll probably ask you to play something, though, right?
That might be different. You know, Patrick said the same thing to me when I was talking to him.
I mean, I just assumed you...
I look forward to having you play on something, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do that.
I just assumed you'd realize it. You know, that goes without saying that I'd wind up talking to you about it
Oh
sometime.
yeah, like Crank 2.0?
Well,
I think I'm safe. I think I'm safe.
actually, it's more like Crank 3 point.
Yeah. But I think I'll probably be dead by the time that happens.
No, it's just gotta take its own course, you know.
But anyway, I do. I there's something different about it than when I was younger. Like I consciously stopped playing because it frustrated me and I did not enjoy it. But now the things that frustrated me are the things that keep me going in it. So I have something in my brain has changed in 30 years.
Maybe you've gained more patience.
That doesn't sound like me.
No, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not a little kid anymore. Your fundamental interests aren't exactly the same.
Wasn't that little then?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. I do have a noticeable change. Like I enjoy it. Like I come upstairs and I'm like, oh, that was fun. And that doesn't. Not a lot of things do that now. I love drawing, and I don't get that. In fact, with drawing, it's like almost like a drug. Like I've fucked up my baseline with drawing so much that I need to draw just to feel straight, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like if I've got to do it, otherwise I'm just gonna be miserable. So.
I think that's in other lines of work that would just be called a
Yeah, yeah.
workaholic.
It's a very akin to like a drug thing. It's just like I don't necessarily feel happy about this, but I would feel miserable if I wasn't doing it at all.
Right.
So.
I think that's why I've always kept playing instruments and making music, even though I was never successful at it. Because I just, if I didn't do it, not doing it would be worse, you know,
Yeah,
than not
you have
being.
the same thing. You and I are different. You and I are kind of like the opposite. Like you do comics as a job.
Oh, yeah.
You've learned how to do it, and it's interesting to you, kind of the way that I am with the guitar.
Yeah, but comics aren't my passion, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
So
mean,
we're like the opposite ends of that.
it makes it sound like I'm saying comics are a hobby or something, but I mean,
No,
I do like comics. I like working
it's
in
a job
comics.
and you're good at it. It's just not the thing that you.
Aspire to.
Yes.
Right. And yeah. Which is weird though, 'cause like I mean, literally, you were applying yourself more towards learning about the, how do I want to say it? The craft of the art of music than I do, or than I am, you know? I mean, because you're actually learning how to be able to talk about it, how to have a vocabulary for it, you know?
Well, I just want to know the stuff that I didn't before.
Yeah.
I feel like that way lies getting better. Whereas when I was younger, I was just, a summer sitting in my room trying to learn how to play Eddie Van Halen, and I can't do it because I don't know basic things.
Yeah,
Works for an REM album. I've done that before, but that's easier.
they're more about texture than they are about technical skill, I think.
Yeah, there aren't any insane solos in an REM album.
Yeah.
There's like figuring out strange harmonic stuff.
They had some weird chord work and stuff here and there too.
Well, that's because Buck doesn't really, I don't think Buck really knew how to play guitar when he started.
Oh, I mean, yeah, and that's not uncommon for a musician. I mean, what was it? We talked about this a long time ago, about the I think it was the drummer from the church.
Drummer from the church?
Yeah. Wasn't he like a, wasn't he?
The drummers for the church are the only guys I don't remember because they switch out.
Was it the, maybe I'm thinking of a different band. I remember you telling me something about he was just a farmer or something.
Oh, he quit to be a farmer, the original drummer.
Like he wasn't really a drummer or something. Like he
Something like that. Yeah, that happens.
Like
I think he came back, actually.
it was something like he wasn't really a drummer, and he just kind of played the drums because somebody had to, or something
Well,
like
that
that.
happens all the time.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. It's the weirdest thing to me when I read something is like, oh, this band needed a bass player, so I learned how to play bass. I was
Yeah.
like, what?
Well, life's full of happy accidents, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do that in this crazy world we live in.
Yeah. Well,
Because there's no real, I don't know if I have a job anymore.
that's yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, the Albatross, who I was doing two books for, is essentially waiting it out. So I don't have anything to do for them right now. Although I do. I could just go along and finish Grumble 4 and 5 and Goon 12. And I have some stuff from Dark Horse coming up, but who knows when. I mean, I don't know if they're even going to keep paying and stuff.
Aren't we finishing Grumble 3 up still?
I just finished it this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
So I haven't sent the final files out to everybody yet. I'll do that.
Yeah, and I mean, what with Diamond just. Diamond, I don't. I understand their need.
I gotta tell you, man, I don't want to make anybody nervous that's listening to this, but I really am worried about what this business is going to be like when the end, when this is all over with.
It's bad enough that it's actually making news outlets, dude.
It's hard.
Like, besides the comic-related news, it's like making just general news about this.
This business on a good day is so contracted, it's hard for people like us to maintain any kind of regular work. I just feel like it's going to shrink even more. And it's hard enough for us to get our books bought as it is.
Try knocking out a couple hundred comic shops.
Yeah.
Which.
And I don't think some of those comic shops are going to be there when this is over.
Yeah, I don't think it's chicken littling to say that this is a problem. Because, I mean,
So,
a lot of those comic shops were barely making it to begin with, you know?
right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know how I said about like the that New 52 back when they did it or whatever it was that DC was doing. I was like, people keep saying it's a jumping on point, but it's also a jumping off point. And I feel like that's what this is right now. It's like a lot of these people were just waiting for an excuse to like, I don't need to buy any comics anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, that and I've seen it posited that because technically speaking, Marvel and DC are, what do you call it? They're basically being maintained to maintain. They don't give a shit about the comics. They want the intellectual properties, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And that,
I mean, the people working there do, but the people
the
that
parent companies. And the only reason the parent companies keep them open is just to maintain the property rights. They don't give a shit about the publishing, and so.
Well,
There's every chance that they might decide it's not worth sinking the money into keeping it going once this all blows over.
right.
Which I don't, you know, if all of a sudden we lost Marvel and DC as far as comic publishers go, I don't know what the hell the landscape would be like. You know, as much as I don't read superhero comics and, you know, as much as people disdain superhero comics in certain circles and stuff, you know, like I don't want them to go away because they're, you know.
You know, this, I mean, this may be the catalyst that makes everybody start reading online or buying just exclusively buying large format books like trades.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been in kind of a growing pains of switching from floppies to trades for like 10, 15 years now, and it gets more and more every year, but I think maybe.
Well, and the only reason the monthlies exist is because that's how that's how the system's always worked, and B, the it gives you the trickle-in cash flow, you know?
Yeah, trickle-in cash flow.
Which,
In our case, the no cash flow.
yeah, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, I people at our level, I don't know what's going to happen if the monthlies actually do go away, you know?
Yeah, I mean this is scary stuff what we're saying, and I hesitated to even bring it up
It's
because it is sounds doom and gloom and like but I'm just I gotta say that I am a little worried.
yeah.
I mean, I technically it's weird. I have a job, but I don't know if I'm gonna get paid for it if I do it right now. So this is like the worst right now.
See, the thing I'm afraid of is like, well, right now I'm not in danger of completely being out of work. Like, just unless things get worse, which they might, you know. So there is a chance I'm going to wind up being completely out of work. But I was thinking about unemployment, and Fortunately, they seem to have worked into this agreement they've come up with, this stimulus plan or whatever, that they're going to extend unemployment to freelance and gig economy people. Which before that, to the best of my knowledge, like if you were self-employed and like didn't incorporate yourself so that you were paying the unemployment tax or whatever, like you weren't eligible to collect unemployment.
Right.
So, yeah, I was, but still, even at that, that's only like a temporary thing. And who knows if, with the unemployment rates being the way they are already, I don't even know if unemployment's going to be around all that long. But, I'm trying to, it's, again, it's a very real possibility that these things will happen, but I'm trying not to dwell on it too much because there's just not a lot I can do about it. And I've already stressed myself out over it. I mean,
Yeah.
I got stupid drunk the other night because I got kind of panicky,
Mean, that's why I'm drawing. That's why I've continued to keep doing pages, even though I don't really know why.
It's good. Distraction's good,
And
I'm actually looking forward to doing yard work. And I hate yard work.
it's not great.
I mean, it's a distraction. It's something to keep my mind off of what's going on, But yeah, I don't know, man. Just like I said, I try to look at it as all being deadlines and the kind of deadline stress, Just something you got to soldier through and get over. But anyway. So I found another murdery furniture movie.
Murdery furniture.
Yeah, like the bed, deathbed type.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's called Killer Sofa.
I've heard of that.
It's on Amazon right now. I'm only partway through it, and it's not very good so far. But it's just I think it's notable and being in that very small subsection of a genre, of being murderous furniture.
What year is that?
It's well, Amazon's got it listed as 2019. I'm not really sure. I guess I could look it up on IMDb.
I try not to watch like the last couple of years if I can. I'm still trying. My sweet spot's still late 80s.
Oh yeah.
It's early 90s too, but I found a bunch of those lately that I've been watching.
I've got one. Like I like that whole thing about the apocalypse barbarian type thing,
Yeah, there's a lot of those in the 80s and 90s. The 90s ones are especially interesting because all the barbarians they look like they got their barbarian outfits at Frederick's of Hollywood or something. It looks more like lingerie than it does barbarian outfits.
Yeah, furry
Everything
lingerie.
super teased hair and everything, even the guys.
Yeah, Killer Sofa is 2019. It's a New Zealand movie, though, if that helps any.
I'm trying to stick to American because I save the Australian and New Zealand ones because I know those are going to be wacky. Those are going to be the insane ones, so those I try to savor those.
I'm wondering if I've seen this. Okay, so I was pulling up one I got in my queue that's a, Apocalypse Barbarian movie. And it actually turns out it's from 78, which I didn't even know they were making those in 78. But, because I thought that was pretty squarely like an 80s thing. But anyway, it's called Death Sport, and it's got David Carradine in it.
Oh yeah,
And Richard Lynch.
Richard Lynch. Richard Lynch is in so many things. Is that guy still alive?
Don't know. I
I
guess.
looked, I actually looked him up today, and I didn't check that out because he was in Night Force that I watched this week.
He died in 2012.
Okay, so he's been dead for a while.
Yeah. That dude was
Richard.
in tons of stuff, though, man.
Well, because he looked like he looked evil. He looked like he was wearing prosthetics. He looked like somebody said, "Hey, wear this evil guy mask," and it got stuck on his face.
Fair enough, yeah. I mean, he did look like a bad guy. Like,
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever
it's
played.
So, it, because it's weird, because he's a good guy in Night Force, and it's just like, I'm waiting for this guy to turn evil.
What the heck? This is. I thought this dude was older than that.
Richard Lynch?
Yeah, his first movie was 73.
Oh, he must have started late then.
I mean, he was born in 40. Oh, it says he was only active from 67 to 2012. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he made a lot of movies for starting late.
Yeah.
You know what it was? Is somebody saw him in the grocery store and said, hey, dude, you look evil. Can I put you in a bunch of movies?
That's possible. I'm trying to see if IMDb or if Wikipedia says anything about
him. He's like, yes, thank you. I've been wanting to retire from my job of scaring children.
Okay, you want to hear about why he looks the way he does?
Oh, no. He was in a wreck or something, right?
No, it says the scars came from a 1967 incident in New York's Central Park in which, under the influence of drugs, he set himself on fire, burning more than 70% of his body.
You know what? I never really noticed that it was burns on his face. I just thought he was like a haggard dude.
Yeah, he was burned up.
Oh. He healed. You know what? He healed pretty good for a burn victim. It just looks like he's got like Lance Henriksen face.
Yeah. Or the like, oh, why am I blanking on his name? The guy from Battlestar Galactica, Adama.
Yeah. Well, he just had bad acne when he was young.
Yeah.
He's got like him. He's got Hetfield face.
Oh, I remember him being in the Phoenix. Sorry, now I'm revisiting the career of Richard
Lynch. Yeah, I saw Phoenix, and I don't remember it.
I remember it like as just bits and pieces.
He's played so many evil barbarian warlords.
Oh, sure.
He's always the evil king in something.
Do you know he also played the saxophone, guitar, piano, and flute?
No, I did not. I wonder if he's better at guitar than both of us.
And he also had Irish citizenship.
Irish?
Apparently he had dual citizenship, but yeah, like he was.
He's from Ireland?
His parents were. They were Irish nationals. So he, I guess he was born in America?
Mm.
Yeah, he was born in Brooklyn, but his parents were both Irish.
Mm.
So he was able to get dual citizenship. Yeah.
Nice. Sweet.
So, see, yeah, all these things I didn't know about.
So now everybody listening, all four of you, know way more about Richard Lynch than you ever thought. Before we started talking, you probably didn't know who Richard Lynch was.
Probably not. They might still not.
Yeah, but they're looking him up right now because they want to know why we spent 15 minutes talking about Richard Lynch. Well,
because, I mean, look at all the Invasion USA, man. The Barbarian. Oh,
he gets blowed up real good in Invasion USA. He turns into a dummy and gets exploded by a bazooka.
I mean, just like...
Inside! Chuck Norris shoots him with a bazooka inside! Like a fucking idiot.
Just... I mean, even up to 2012, he was in stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, though.
Oh, that's right. He was on an episode of Battlestar Galactica. Forgot about that. Gotta tell me what. Yeah. You sound like you were stuck there for a second.
So, the problem with watching the movies I do, and I probably could find some scientific a research or theory that somebody in, you know, college today has probably done studies on this, that the 70s to 80s to 90s, it's kind of a coin flip. The odds get more, as you go back to the 70s, the odds are even more, but it's pretty much a coin flip if your genre movie is going to have rape in it or not.
Oh, yeah, it was used a lot as a motivator?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of got phased out around late 90s to early 2000s, and I'm very grateful for that.
That's really uncomfortable now to watch stuff like that.
Well, it was uncomfortable then. It's not like it was...
It was, but it wasn't I don't. I wasn't as cognizant.
I understand that it makes a great motivator. I mean, obviously, it would make somebody a little upset.
Yeah.
But the way that so many of these movies almost kind of relish the scenes of it, I just don't. I can't. I did not. The thing is, it's not like I've become woke or anything. I didn't like it then either. It's like I don't understand why this has to be in this movie. So like the 70s, it's like a 60-70% chance that your genre movie will have rape in it.
Yeah.
In the 80s, it's kind of just a coin flip. The 90s, there's like a 25% chance that you're probably going to be rape in your movie.
It's like it came back?
No. It went down.
Oh.
Coin flip is 50-50.
Right on. Okay, yeah.
See? This is why you don't know music theory.
Me not smart. Me go watch Hands of Steel.
What's that guy's name in that movie?
I don't remember.
It's Paco. His name's Paco, I think.
Yeah, I don't exactly remember.
He's completely made of steel, isn't he? Isn't he like a robot man?
I thought he was like had prosthetic limbs or cyborg limbs or whatever.
Well, he's a cyborg, but I think he's all cyborg, not just his hands.
Oh. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember.
Also, Night Force takes place completely during the day.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Is that their like off?
There's a scene at night where they're camping out, but other than that, all the fighting takes place during the day. Also, tons of rape in that movie. I'm getting tired of it. Well, actually, a lot of the movies I've seen this week are from like 1988, 1987, and they all had rape in them. So I don't know what it was about those 2 years in particular.
I just keep on thinking about like, yeah, that was a thing a lot more. But I bet Supervan from 1976 doesn't have any rape in it.
I don't know. I bet there's a threat of it.
There might be. See, and that's the other thing is, I mean, there was a lot of like...
It's almost as bad.
There was the casual thing. Like, you know, you'd see a scene with like a bunch of, I don't know, macho gruff dudes, and they'd come off as what was probably a pretty normal bit of conversation back then, but in context of today, it's like, are they threatening to rape this girl?
Yeah, because they are.
Right, but, I mean, I don't think they were back then. I think it was just considered banter.
But the banter is threatening rape, is the thing. It was just more accepted,
right,
is the thing. It's not any different. It was just that nobody batted an eye about it.
But, that, I mean, that is where context makes a difference, you know?
But it shouldn't have, is what I'm saying. It should have. Everybody should have looked around and said, these guys are creeps. We need to kick them out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not disagreeing that it's a good, you know, bad thing. Like, I'm just saying
it's really, it's really weird when you go back and look at it. And yeah, I mean, I felt like it was normal too, because I was young and that was what was on TV.
Right. I mean, it wasn't being presented to me as being something that was like out of the ordinary. Like,
yeah, but that sucks.
Now, I mean, when it was meant to be bad, I understood it was bad.
Yeah. Well, it was always bad. It's just like, why did we think it was okay in like an episode of the A-Team?
Yeah. I mean, like the sexual general sexual harassment, I just accepted as given because that's the way it was, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, I understood that when somebody was getting raped, that was a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was, you know, unclear about the difference between the two modes or anything. Mm-hmm. But.
So yeah, I might just start, when I watch a movie from these eras, just guess before I turn it on to see if it's going to happen, and then I give myself a score.
Just a bunch of hash marks.
Yeah, I probably won't like the results of that though.
It's like putting a notch on your gun.
Ugh, I don't like any of this.
One thing, like, I don't know what I was gonna say. I was thinking again about just how I haven't been thinking straight for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And I realized something, though, is that I definitely I realize I have a definite understanding of what reality is and isn't. It's not like I confuse TV shows for reality or anything. Because I can watch, a week straight of, I don't know, 12 hours a day of bloody horror movies and not bat an eye at it, But like the minute the shit starts hitting the fan in the real world, I kind of start wigging out a little bit.
Well, you're, that's the way it should be.
Like, so at least I know I can separate my reality from my fiction. Although I do get sad when shows end. I've talked about that before. I feel like I'm saying goodbye to friends. So maybe I can't quite separate reality from fiction, but I've got a pretty good handle on it anyway. Because I finished watching, all, what was it, 8 seasons of Magnum last week. And yeah, I was a little bit sad when that went off. So I turned to watching bad horror movies instead. And Apocalypse Barbarians.
Yeah, I need to find some other stuff. I'm moving through a lot of weird stuff at a pretty good clip.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the
Yeah.
stuff you're posting. It's really easy to get through stuff when you just have it on, like while you're doing other shit anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it otherwise.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to practice a lot of things. No, I haven't had a lot of. I didn't practice at all yesterday.
I've been running through stuff. I'm still trying to get. I built a computer at the end of last year as part of my new. I had to buy it for business stuff, And oh, which reminds me, I was able to get my taxes back from my tax guy, despite everything that's going on.
Oh, you got him back already?
Yeah, he soldiered through, he soldiered through and kept doing his work.
Our guy is still doing them, but I keep getting fucking forms from people.
Oh, yeah, I take that into account now because it seems like nobody in comics, well, very few people in comics are like on the ball with their 1099s. So, yeah, sometimes I still get forms. Sometimes I get revised forms, But I just, because there were a couple of 1099s I got this year that were just straight up wrong, and I know they're wrong because I keep track of all my, when I get a check from somebody or get paid by somebody for something, I've got that all out in a spreadsheet and whatnot, and I got like copies of receipts and stuff like that. So I go through all that at the end of the year and just cross-reference it with the 1099s I get. And I actually did get a couple that were wrong. But I don't care because I just take that into account and I put down what I actually deposited or what I got paid, And I just take that to my tax guy. The only reason I held off so long this year is because I got busy doing other stuff,
You're busy.
And I always forget to, well, I said this already, I forget to do my, log my business expenses, my things I buy and whatnot. I always forget to do it until the end of the year, so that's like a real tedious process. So
You're tedious.
I am tedious sometimes. So this year I am trying to log things as I go, as I purchase them, or as I spend for them.
I've never been able to do it. I start and then I always stop.
I can't guarantee I'll be able to keep it up throughout the year, but even if I can do it half a year, that'll make it easier when I have to do this again. Tax time sucks.
We're probably going to have to go out and get groceries tonight.
Yeah, I need to go tomorrow, I guess.
I hate it. I went last week and I just wanted to kill everybody in the store because so many people are just there walking around like they don't know anything's going on. And they'll walk right up to you and get in your face and shit like that. You know?
I haven't had
I was
that
like,
problem.
it doesn't happen when, I don't think I've ever noticed it when a pandemic isn't going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people are reacting to this in a lot of different weird ways. Like, did I? I'm trying to remember, like, what I've already said. I don't want to keep harping on the same thing, but like, my dad was telling me about something he read, and I can't remember if it was local or someplace out, but it was the police actually had to go in and shut down a buffet. A bunch of people that were sitting there eating at a buffet during all this, and I'm like, what kind of moron goes to a buffet in a pandemic? Those things are dicey at the best of times. I mean, don't get me wrong, I used to love a good buffet, but still, that's they're like bacteria factories and shit, you know?
Shouldn't be open.
Well, they weren't supposed to be. That's why the cops went in and shut them down. But it was just like, why would people go to it? You know? I mean, I'd understand that they were just getting them takeout or something, but they were like dining in. It was just dumb. But it was weird because I did go to the store last week or earlier this week. I can't remember which. No, it was last week. It was the last time I went to the store on Friday. And it was just, it's like walking into some place that's been ransacked, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess finally other people started thinking the same way I was because all the stuff that you use to make other things with, like flour and whatnot, that was actually all gone. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I thought I was being smart there, but I guess I was just slightly
It's
right.
real. These are not times that are, everybody's talking about have faith in your fellow man, and this is not giving me that. It's making me think some of you guys may need to leave the planet.
I don't wish that on anybody, but I people are acting like I just read it in the news yesterday. I think it happened earlier, like a couple days ago. But there were people in Kentucky that actually had a coronavirus party, like, and then of course they wound up exposing themselves to coronavirus, and some people tested positive, which means they were all exposed, you know. And it's like the governor sitting there like yelling at them. And it's just, man.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I was walking on the street, and I've been trying to stay away from people as I'm walking on the street. And I just said that people walk up to me at grocery stores, and it's not like they're getting in my face on purpose. It's just that they have no personal space, especially in a time where you're supposed to stay away from other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was walking down the street, and this woman, for one thing, these two people double parked on Kedzie, which is a big street in Chicago, and they just parked their car right in the middle of the fucking road and got out. And I was like, ugh. And then but as I'm walking, I guess it timed out perfectly that I was walking right in front of the gate of the house they lived in, but she walked right at me to the point where she was going to hit me if I didn't either run forward, like jump back or something. And when that happens, you just kind of stop and like, oh God, is she going to run into me? And she just finally stopped and said, sorry.
Wow.
And I'm like, why wouldn't you just let me walk by?
Yeah, moderate your pace a
Just a
little bit.
simple person walking down the street and you couldn't wait the half a second?
I guess she assumed you were going to get out of the way.
Wow, there's no way. I'm 6'5".
Yeah, well,
Where was I going to go?
that's not her problem.
But that's what I mean. These people are stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the, obviously there's going to be a measure of just people being assholes anyway, because that's just what some people are, right? And probably some people take advantage of a situation like this to actually, let their asshole flag fly, kind of thing. Because they're like, well, what's anybody going to do about it right now? Like, or whatever. I'm especially fond of the people that say, hey, I'm just calling it like I see it.
Those people, all these, yeah, these are all, they're all, and they're all MAGA assholes too.
Well, I mean, not every asshole is a MAGA person,
That more often than not.
There are plenty of what you would consider to be liberal assholes. But but yeah, I think a lot of the MAGA people are probably assholes. That could be just a difference in opinion, but yeah, I don't. It's so you're gonna have a measure of this anyway, and I think it just sometimes gets exacerbated by panic situations or whatever, Like, and I do try. I'm just trying to like. It's funny, like when I did go to the store on Friday, not that anybody was up in my face or anything, but actually people seemed like they were friendlier than normal. Like everybody was just kind of like. I mean, I went at a certain time. I went late, so the place wasn't packed or anything. It might have been different if it was packed. It was mostly just sort of like that. after an accident, when like a big accident, when you just see people walking around kind of dazed, like they just don't know what's going on, you know? That was sort of the kind of the vibe I was getting, like people were just sort of dazed. And it's that sort of yeah, like I went to go grab like some beer, and there was a guy there, and he's like, he saw me grabbing a case of it. He's like, "Yep, that's right. Drink and eat. Can't go to work. Ain't got nothing else to do." And like normally, I don't think that guy would have just been talking to me.
My wife would have hated that.
Yeah.
She would have gotten so mad if somebody just strange, some stranger talked to her at the grocery store.
Oh.
She hates that more than anything.
I don't. Yeah. You know, and speaking of that though, it's like, because I don't like. I don't normally like really getting touched by people, like strangers and stuff, you know, or people I don't hardly know, even if they're not complete strangers. So I'm thinking if one good thing comes out of all this is that maybe we can finally ditch the fucking handshake. You know?
Yeah, I'm not against that.
Just finally get rid of it for good. Like, all right, no more handshakes. A polite nod, you know, maybe a wave. That's good enough.
Not against it.
Yeah. Because I just imagine, like, even in not. You know, coronavirus terms, but like in normal situations, how much disease would be like, you know, not crossed over or carried over from person to person if we didn't touch each other so much? I mean, you know, if you're on like a packed subway, it's not like you're going to be able to avoid touching somebody, but even that's got its own etiquette, even though, you know, you don't actively rub up against people unless you're like a perv or something. Like, anyway, down with the handshake. That's what I say.
Another thing I've noticed in the last 2 weeks is that I'm getting a lot more requests for friends on Facebook. So there's a lot of people at home with nothing to do but I guess look up Mike Norton.
Oh, yeah. So are they like people you actually know?
No, I don't know any of them.
Oh, okay. Just people wanting to be friends. I didn't
No.
even. You still have a Facebook account? Man.
I do. I think about getting rid of it, but it does. I do get a lot of like feedback from it. So.
Yeah, so you actually post to it and stuff too.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Well, there you go. I know I've missed out on, because for whatever reason, Facebook, at least for a while there, became like the de facto announcement board.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I use it for too.
So I missed out on like when people I knew would have kids and stuff like that, because they wouldn't actually bother telling people. They would just put it on Facebook and expect everybody to know. You know? I guess that was their way of announcing it. But I don't. I can't see me going back to Facebook. Thought about visiting Twitter again. Somebody sent me a direct message on there the other day, so I had to pop on the Twitter for a bit.
Oh, interesting. Someone was gonna slide into your DM.
Pardon?
You know, slide into your DMs.
Yeah.
Slide into your DMs.
That's.
Sliding into your DMs, you know what I mean?
Not really, no, it's kind of a strange thing.
Sliding into your DMs.
Now you're just getting kind of creepy.
Your DMs.
You're getting really creepy there.
DMs.
Yeah.
Good DM'd.
Bad DM. Dungeon Master? I know, direct message. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I had to pop on Twitter, and I had like, I don't know, a shit ton of like the notifications just from being cross-mentioned and stuff, you know, not even actually people talking to me or anything. And I'm sort of like scanning through those. I'm like, jeez. And then I went and looked at just the general messages, and I don't know. I'm just like, do I want to go back to this? I guess now would be a good time to do it if I did. Maybe I.
Yeah.
But do I really have anything to say? Does anybody really have anything to say, for that matter? But do I really have anything to say aside from, you know, look, I made turkey and dumplings. Here's a picture.
Don't you fucking talk about your goddamn turkey and dumplings again.
Oh man, my turkey and dumplings did not come out pretty.
I've
Oh no.
been cooking dinner for Julie all week.
Yeah? What you been making?
This is mostly chicken and rice or whatever stupid vegetables, you know, and
You guys are.
Got a bunch of those packets of, you know, cooking sauce things. So,
oh yeah,
it's just a, just, you know, stick my hand in there and pick one out.
Right on. I don't know if I told you this last week, but okay, so I was making my dumplings from scratch, right, from flour and stuff.
Yeah, you told me.
And this is the first time I've made turkey and dumplings, well, chicken dumplings, whatever, you know, dumpling soup. Can't talk. Soup or stew is what I'm trying to say. Either one of those, and I keep coming out stoop. But so I'm because I'm using cans of condensed milk. I was making up the biscuits, and I thought I'd get clever, right? Because I have to cut the condensed milk anyway, because it's too thick to using a straight 1-to-1 mix. And so I was like, well, I'll toss a little like chicken bouillon in there. And a little bit of seasoning in that, and I'll make these like chicken and a biscuit dumplings, right? And then, but I think I over liquefied it, and it became less dough and more like somewhere between dough and batter. So when I dropped it into the turkey soup, I thought, you know, I was gonna drop them in there because it was pretty fucking hot. It was bubbling around the edges and stuff. You know, I was cooking on a crock pot, and I thought, okay, it'll be like egg drop, like where it'll just sort of. The outer part of it will firm up real fast, and it'll, you know, make little dumpling balls, right? Oh, no, it didn't. By the time I got all the dumpling mix in there, it all mushed together on top and became a giant biscuit, which sounds okay, except it wasn't cooking right. And then when I went to try to break it up, it kind of became like wet biscuit. You know, not like dumpling, like wet biscuit. And I mean, everything tasted all right.
That's kind of what a dumpling is, though, isn't it?
Well, no, a dumpling's a specific thing. It's kind of boiled, you know. So
yeah, but I mean, I taste the flour in a dumpling. It tastes
well, sure, but it's not. I mean,
biscuity.
The difference between a dumpling and there's a difference between having a dumpling in soup and tossing in a broken up biscuit. That just turns into wet bread, you know.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I'm just saying that probably would have been nice to somebody.
Oh, I mean, it tasted fine. It was just ugly.
That's how we learn, Master Bruce.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. I'll do better next time. But mercy. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, I told my mom I'd give her some so she could try it. And I was like, I kind of didn't want to because I'm like, man, this doesn't look good at all. But she's like, nah, go ahead. I'm like, all right. I also went a little overboard on poultry seasoning.
Yeah, that'll go a long way.
Yeah, and like when you taste something makes a difference too, because like it takes a little bit sometimes for everything to kind of mix in. So if you like taste it too early, it might taste like it doesn't have enough of something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you're cooking, I mean, you know, I cook a lot of stuff by just guessing at my measurements,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time that turns out fine once I get used to doing it that way, making that particular dish that way. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old, you know, pour a pinch of salt in your palm of your hand and that's enough kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes measurements are really important. How much poultry seasoning you add, how much water you've got in your dough.
Mm-hmm.
These things, they are important. You must learn them. You guys okay on toilet paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, we order it online anyway.
You've been able to find it online?
Well, we have like an Amazon repeat order thing. We've always been able to get it.
Mm. Mm. I've been checking Amazon. It's all been out of stock for a while.
Oh, has it? Well, I don't know. We still seem to have plenty of it.
Good. There's no reason. That's become a problem because people went panicky and bought it up. People that just actually needed it don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So our
people are assholes,
and I think this is probably happening in other places too, but our, you know, sewage and water company has actually like had to take the stupid obvious step of issuing a statement saying please don't flush cloth and stuff down the toilet. You know, because it's causing problems with our ability to be able to actually recycle this into fresh water.
You know, here's an interesting thing, superhero kind of thing.
Yeah.
Superheroes, like an origin story, people will get some power through something like the ability to shoot lightning out of their hands, which I really want.
Or butt.
Or, no, it never happens out of the butt. Mm.
Lightning, lightning bug land?
That's not a thing, is it?
No.
Or fly or something.
Right.
But nobody ever gets the power to know who's being an asshole. No?
I thought you were going to say, like, nobody gets...
sort of has it. And the Nightman has it. The Nightman can hear people thinking evil thoughts.
Man-Thing, right?
No, Man-Thing has the ability to touch you, and if you know fear, you burn at his touch.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a dick move, because that just means everybody, right?
Right, because, I mean, if Man-Thing touched me, I'd be afraid.
Yeah, if a fucking thing came out of the swamp. But anyway, I'm just saying, if my newly found superhero origin story ability to crush skulls doesn't come with the also the ability to know who's being an asshole, it's useless.
Right, because you're just crushing.
I wasn't able to know who it is that ordered all that toilet paper, so I can go find them and crush their skull.
Yeah. See, now I thought you were going
to
say something.
I'm in traffic, I want to be able to know who it was that slowed down and why they did it, so I can go find them and crush their skull.
Is that really a skull crushable offense?
Well, it depends on what my mood is that day.
I mean, obviously, you know, you're edging a little towards super villain there at that point.
I am. I often am. I often am edging towards super villain. And I've brought it up before. I've often said when I feel bad, when something makes me mad, I'm just like, this is how supervillains get started.
Now, see, I thought you were going to say, like, if you develop some sort of useful superpower, like, you know, you're the superhero who has the power to clean sewage water, you know, or something.
Well, nobody ever wants that.
Right, but that would be like a super useful superhero.
That would be a super useful superhero.
Somebody that could clean up water, make water clean and potable.
You know, I'd get in the car and I'd go to Flint today.
All right. Flint or, like, you know, some of those countries where dysentery is still a giant problem?
Well, I'm going to do the U.S. stuff first before I get on a plane at this point.
Well, think local. I know. I understand. Think local, act globally.
Or, yeah. There's still places in Chicago where they need clean water.
Is it act local, think global? However that goes.
Yes.
So, yeah. But, like, you know. I mean, I guess there were superheroes like that in the 90s, weren't there? Like the Captain Planet and stuff?
Yeah, but they were really shitty ones.
Yeah, that wasn't really much of a superhero.
It's the idea. Here's the thing with all of those, like, pie in the sky, save the planet characters.
Eco Squad.
Yeah, they made those characters, but when they made those characters, they realized they have one episode of TV because Captain Planet comes out and says, oh, this shit's fucked up, and goes and fixes it, and then the show's over.
Well, that's why the bad guys keep fucking shit up, though.
That's right. They created bad guys that do this stuff, so they don't... It's almost like, we summon Captain Planet. Captain Planet's like, all right, I'm going to go fix Flint. And they're like, oh, no, you're not going to do that, because the agents of Slime are here. And they're, so he's just... basically a waste of time. He's just always fighting Cobra or somebody else.
And I guess actually that kind of diluted the message they were trying to give, because that takes the agency out of the hands of normal people who are causing pollution and things like that. Right. And puts it into mythical super villains.
Exactly. It's like, you can't do anything about this anyway, because the agents of Slime, you need a superhero to fight them.
Yeah. So that's
maybe at the end of the show they say, well, you should recycle. And it doesn't really even understand what that means, probably.
And by now we find out that, you know, all the plastic we were recycling wasn't actually getting recycled anyway.
All lying to us, yeah.
Yeah. It was just getting burnt or sent to China, where it was getting burnt. Or getting tossed into the ocean.
Yeah.
So. Yay, recycling.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I mean, that's not to say that everything's like that. They still recycle glass and stuff. And certain grades of plastic they'll still recycle. Just the trash plastic doesn't get recycled.
The treasure of plastic.
Okay. Okay.
I'm cold.
Cold?
I'm cold.
You down in the basement? You're down in the basement. Yeah.
Where I live, down in the basement.
In a van by the river. So, what was I going to say? I'm assuming, right, Illinois is on lockdown too? Like,
yeah.
The shelter at home order?
Yes.
Okay. And they, so the way I understand this is, this whole measure is that this isn't necessarily to get rid of the disease. It's all a delaying tactic to keep the hospitals themselves from getting overwhelmed, which would cause bigger problems than just people getting sick because there would be no place for them to get treated once they got sick. Right. Which means that, you know, even once they decide to lift the shelter at home order, whenever that's going to be, that doesn't mean that you're safe. You still need to practice, like, safety steps. You know, things like keeping yourself away from sick people. Basic stuff. Washing your hands.
Yeah.
You know, still keeping yourself distant from, you know, far enough away. Give yourself some personal space and stuff. Because, yeah, the coronavirus is still going to be out there.
Yeah.
And
It's going to be worse if especially if they open everything up next week, like the president says.
That's just stupid.
It's fucking ridiculous. And the reason they, is because, it's like, let's say, Mo, for instance, I take him outside on the sidewalk or the little grass on the sidewalk, and he just circles around. And I try to keep him outside of, I try to keep him from walking into the street because he's blind and stuff, but he's on the grass and stuff. And that's how we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that was me before, actually. That's like being safe and stuff. And then they say shelter in place, which is me just keeping him inside. Now they release that and I just take him outside and he'll just runs immediately into the street because that's what's going to happen. Because he's going to be so excited to go outside, he's going to run right into the street.
Right, yeah, just because it especially if they do it when Trump wants to do it, because that's just stupid. It's stupid and it's too soon.
Because you're going to say, hey, you can go outside, and so everybody will.
Right, you still shouldn't be like packing yourself in the bars and restaurants. And I know this is rough on the businesses. I understand that.
Yeah.
Support them the best you can with takeout and stuff, you know? But if you keep there with something like this, they don't even know how long immunity lasts, for one thing, like once you've caught it. At least last I read, they didn't know exactly how long you'd remain immune to it, to catching it again. So they're saying you can catch this again. It's not a one and done deal, you know? So in a situation like this, with a thing like this, there's not really a herd immunity to it, you know? It will come back, and it will come back and get you again and again. Like I did read that they think they may have be on to like a long-term vaccine, which is great. But even at that, we're still gonna have like freaking anti-vaxxers and shit, you know.
Good, they can die then.
Whether they die or not, they're keeping it viable, you know.
They're doing it anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, I guess nothing we can do about it.
At some point, just go. You're already infecting everybody anyway, as long as you die.
But, yeah, so it's just, my point, though, is that we all still need to practice, you know, continue on as if this is still a looming threat, because it will be a looming threat for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jesus. I don't even know who I'm talking to. Who am I talking to, Mike? People that listen to us are smart enough to know this shit.
Mm.
All four of them?
Maybe.
Three? But, yeah. And I don't, you know, so there's still comics in stores this week. And some shops are still operating, but they're operating under a principle of, like, pickups. And, like Challengers is delivering comics to places, like the drop-off locations where you can go pick your comics up.
Grind.
Which is, wow, you know, good on you guys. So there is stuff in stores this week. I think it was supposed to be anything that was supposed to be in stores April 1st and beyond for the time being is what Diamond shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you are into comics, you probably know this already, but Diamond's not shipping comics now.
Mm-hmm.
For the, they haven't even set a date, right? They just said for the, until things change, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, which is causing a lot of scrambling and headaches in the comic business world. Being that we locked ourselves a long time ago into dealing with Diamond as a, you know, pretty much a bottleneck sole source of distribution. So when they decide they're not going to do something, that shuts it down for everybody. I don't know how this applies to the. There are still a couple of smaller comic distributors though, that do put or you know send stuff out. So I wonder like if they're still sending stuff to comic shops or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now I mean you know some publishers have decided that. The wording seemed a little disingenuous to me, anyway, like for some of the people that were doing it. They were saying in order to help, you know, keep a glut of product out of, you know, so that the retailers weren't having too much to deal with without enough customers. I mean, it just seems common sense that if the stores are going to be kind of half shut down anyway to not put out a monthly book that, even if nobody's there to buy it when something's been on the shelf, like it's got a market decrease in likelihood of being sold after it's been on the shelf for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if stores aren't letting people in to browse the shelves or whatever anyway, why would you put comics on the shelves? Like, but what is surprising me, though, is that, and I guess they're doing this again to help the retailers, the physical brick-and-mortar retails, but I would think everybody would be going full steam and still putting out the digital version of stuff. And from everything I'm hearing so far, they're saying, like, no digital or physical stuff's getting sent out.
Well, I don't know.
Not because there are still. You know.
The thing is because they don't want people to switch over in this time.
Right. That's what I'm guessing. So they're because it would be unfair to put out the digital and not have the print versions out for the physical retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Which and I guess I mean that would also be throwing salt in the wound.
Situation. Yeah.
Which. I don't know. Doesn't that seem sort of anti-capitalist, though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't the whole point of open capitalism to let the market determine who succeeds and who fails? So essentially, by not taking advantage of the digital stuff in this time to help the physical retailers out, you're propping up the physical retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, admittedly, Diamond needs to do because, you know, as bad off as the distribution thing is that we've only got them to deal with from this end of it, Diamond still needs somebody to sell this stuff to, so they need the retailers, right?
I don't know.
I'm guessing. I mean, I know Diamond doesn't exclusively sell to comic book retailers, but that's got to be their, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, aren't comic book shops their bread and butter still?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else they'd be selling to. I mean, because they might be distributing stuff to like some libraries and educational places and stuff, maybe. And they're still sending stuff overseas, I guess. Maybe. It's scary how little I know about what exactly Diamond's got their fingers into. You know? Considering. I mean. Anyway. But, regardless, if your comic shop is still operating and, you know, and they're able to do drop-off orders or something like that, you know, try to keep supporting your places you like, because they need to get through this too.
Yeah, go buy our comic.
And also, I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again. You know, a lot of comic artists and comic creators you like are doing things online right now because they can't go to conventions. And while it sounds like might be trivial to you, conventions make up a good chunk of a lot of artists' yearly income. And their ability to not attend these, or their inability to attend these, rather, is hurting them. So they're switching to do a lot of stuff online. So seek out things like Kickstarters and Patreons and Like if there's a particular comic artist you like and you feel like you want to support them, just look them up. They probably got something going on. Right? Am I forgetting anything?
No, just
Okay.
I grumble.
Bye, Grumble. This is the last one you're going to get for a while. That's not a dry cough. That's a phlegmy cough. So, anyway, I guess that's it. Do we get any email?
Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Captain Colin writes, "Hi chaps, I like milk. Normally drink skimmed milk. Stay safe."
Right on. Oh, that's because we were talking about milk last week.
Kate Balsley writes, Kate is a friend of ours. Hello, how many hot dogs is too many? My dad eats way too many hot dogs. He eats six hot dogs a week.
Like at a time or spread out over the place?
It's from Rosemary. That's a little. That's from their kid, which means that David, who writes in often, well, not often, but sometimes, it means his daughter is asking if he eats too many hot
I'm
dogs.
sure he doesn't let her listen to the show, right?
I hope not.
I mean, no young child should be listening to this show. Does he spread those six hot dogs out over the week, or is he eating them all at
It
one time?
says hot dogs a week. That means maybe like one a day.
Yeah, I mean, if he's eating them all at once, that might be a lot, I would
Yeah,
think.
you're in competitive eating territory at that point.
Well, I don't think six hot dogs is competitive, really.
Well, if you're downing six hot dogs,
That's not
that
really.
means you just got off a desert island or somebody challenged you to eat six hot dogs.
She also didn't mention whether they were like jumbo Franks or not. Yeah. Because
No, I mean, I don't know if it matters to her. She just gets disturbed when she sees her dad eat a bunch of hot dogs.
but I think he's safe if
I
he's
know
eating.
she's being very particular about the.
Well, I mean, a jumbo dog's like twice a dog, So that's if he was eating six of those, that's like 12 hot dogs.
You have to go out to get one of those.
No, you can buy jumbo dogs in a pack. Sometimes they even sell them, like in big packs.
Don't think six a week is bad.
As long as he's spreading them out.
It's a lot. I'm pretty sure my wife has eaten six hot dogs in a week. She really likes hot dogs, so she gets on kicks.
I mean, if I've had like Coney's twice in 1 week, I probably had six hot dogs because I usually eat three Coney's at a time.
Now,
So.
if I eat hot dogs, I'm going to eat two at least.
Yeah.
So that's not that much, actually, for me. I mean, I could do that. If I'm eating hot dogs, I could probably do that in 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, if you're on a hot dog kick, sure.
You're on a hot dog kick. You won't be on a hot dog kick after that.
And
If
like,
this is consistent, though, this might be a problem.
you probably
If this is
should.
like a hot dog every day.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be eating that many hot dogs like over the long term.
Consistently, yeah.
Because they are packed with a lot of like what are sulfates and stuff like that, sulfides,
Nitrates.
nitrates. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of hot dogs. I'm all for getting it out of your system.
Yeah, I mean, like once a year, I buy a big bag of chili cheese Fritos and eat them, and then that's it for the year.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I mean, because I love them when I want them, but man, by the time I'm done with that bag, I'm done.
I don't know, Rosemary. Your dad might be messed up. Either
Maybe
be hot dog crazy.
he's trying to gain some sort of superpower from the hot dog.
Nitrate man.
Nitrate, man. What would that
That's
soup?
rich enough to grow plants in him.
So he becomes sort of man thing, swamp thing?
He's trying to become the swamp man thing. Just bury me in the yard. Just throw a couple of hot dogs on top.
I hope we haven't alarmed her. He's probably okay, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
Now I want
I was kind of thinking about Coney's. Yeah.
dog. Henrik from Denmark writes, "Hi, Crank Mike and other fun people." There are no other fun people.
Yes, we are the only ones.
I want to thank you for including me in the list of the top two most important Crankcast fans. I will try not to let it go to my head. I am doing fine so far. A whole life of being a shy introvert has been perfect training for this situation. I can still go for walks and try to follow the advice regarding keeping distance, not touching anything outside, etc. Yeah, if you look on Twitter or Facebook, all the people in our business have been like posting memes about, I've been training all my life for this. And it's just like, yeah, it was funny the first 5,000 times, but.
And literally, there's a big difference mentally between just doing it out of habit and being told to do it.
Yeah, there really is. There really is. Because the irony is, I was starting to go out places on the weekend. Not like go out like to bars and stuff, but, you know, I go to a brewery every once in a while, and I like
you
to go
visit zoos and stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm gonna go to the Bitter Pops today, get some beer. I'm gonna go to the Guitar Center and look around. I've been getting out before. It's like every day I just stay at home.
Yeah,
for years I did that, and I've just recently started like, I like sunshine.
Timing.
Yeah, the timing sucks.
Yes, it does.
I want to recommend a few TV shows in these days, these stay-at-home times.
Okay.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really big with, you've seen that, Crank?
Yeah, I was just talking about
it. It's one of Sean's favorite shows ever.
I finally got caught up on the last season. Like,
it's over with. It's been over with.
A couple of years.
This is a show set in the 80s and about a group of people working on with the evolution of personal computers. I watched, it's basically fictitious Apple, right?
IBM, I guess, actually.
I watched a few episodes from years back when it first aired, but I didn't find it that interesting. I gave it another shot, and the show really improves after the second season. And Lee Pace, especially, has some great acting moments. The show has 4 seasons and ended a few years back. Yes. I've heard many a praise for Halt and Catch Fire, and eventually I'll get to it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it all the way through, but that last season was good TV. Man.
That's what everybody says. I'll get to it. Right now, speaking of like computers and stuff, I'm watching Devs with Ron Swanson in it. Whatever his real name is, I forgot. It's really good.
Is it like comedy, like IT Crowd kind of?
No, it's serious.
Oh, okay.
Drama, actually, sort of sci-fi. It's on FX, I think.
Okay.
Bosch. This is a show about LA police detective Harry Bosch and is based on a series of novels. The best way to recommend it is to say that it's really well made police procedural and it's just good and compelling TV. Season 6 premieres in April on Prime Video.
Yeah, it's for it on Amazon, stuff like that. And
yeah, I've heard of Bosch.
I've thought about it, but I just never.
I actually was turned off by the lead actor. I think his name's Titus Welliver or something like that. Something Irish.
Why were you turned off by him?
Because he's always a bad guy and stuff.
Oh.
He played essentially the smoke monster in Lost. He was like the other guy on the island besides, what's the other guy? I forgot the main guy.
Locke?
No, the two people that originally were on the island.
Oh, I don't
know. The supernatural beings that were on the island.
You know, I'm wondering if I should go back and watch Lost again.
I never did.
I only ever saw it on broadcast or as broadcast.
And I loved it. It was one of my favorite TV shows. I even defend the ending of it, even though I wasn't the biggest fan.
Ah. That ending was bullshit.
It was bullshit, but I still believe that it was the best that it could have been considering what they had done that last season.
Yeah. The dog did make me tear up, though.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I bought the Rise of Skywalker because I got to have all of them. Then rewatched that, and it's still, oh man, what could have been? So many great moments in a movie that is so not really good.
Weird. I need to catch up on all that stuff too.
There's a lot of cool things in that movie, but it is just a terrible way to end that whole series.
Wait, is that the end?
Yeah.
There's no
Yeah,
more.
Skywalker saga, yeah.
No more Skywalkers?
Yeah.
Huh.
Literally no more Skywalkers. Well, actually, no, that's not true because Rey takes the last name at the end.
So she wasn't already a Skywalker?
No.
Oh. I thought that was supposed to be what it was leading up to, that she was.
Oh, she is not a Skywalker.
She a
Yeah.
Vader? Well, like,
She
Vader is a Skywalker. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, think worse than Vader.
Emperor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, now I don't need to watch him.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do Star Wars-wise next? I mean, are they going to make more Rey movies?
Anything but. I mean, I would hope that they'd do something more with Rey and those characters, because honestly, they don't do a lot with them in that last movie.
Yeah.
I really think that they need to give Finn more something to do. I mean, they've given Poe, I think, a lot. I wouldn't mind more. They expanded enough on his character, but I think Finn and Rose, I think they need to get more stuff to do. And I mean, of course, I'd watch Rey because she's like the best character in those movies.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't really thinking. I mean, they're already doing non-Skywalker stuff with like The Mandalorian and stuff anyway, right? So
Yeah, that's real good too.
that's what I heard. And I mean, they've got stuff plans, I guess, so although probably nobody's working right now, I guess, unless they're able to do it from home. Anyway, was that it for you?
Yeah, that's all I email.
Well, thank you for writing.
I want to send you
Me?
two cards, and I want you to tell me your opinion on which one would be best.
Me?
Yes, I'm not going to actually send you real guitars. I'm going to send you links to two
Oh.
guitars.
But I want it. Real
I want it.
I want real guitars. See, okay, here's the other thing. I mean, this is a timing issue. So, because I keep watch on certain things that are for sale, like on eBay and on Reverb and stuff like that, I put them in my watch lists just to see if they'll drop the prices or whatever, which, of course, they have. There are things that I've been looking at for a while that are coming down in price and becoming like good deals, right? But I'm like, can I justify spending that money right now when I might not have any work in like a month and a half?
I've had that very thought as well.
Or should I just keep calm and carry on buying?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, man.
Because it's like, I mean, and especially something like this, where really do I need another guitar or bass or whatever,
Also here too, because it's I look at myself and I was like, Mike, you're just essentially just now learning. Why do you need guitars? You need guitar, not guitars.
Stocking up for the future. You can always resell them sometime. But yeah, so I'm sitting here, I'm kind of in a holding pattern on a couple of things I'm wanting. All right, let's see what this is.
Oh, I sent you the same thing.
Oh
It's
no, Skype's changed how they do their message. Okay, there it is.
hold on.
Well, I can look at the first one.
I just don't want you to get don't get crazy now.
Best
Okay,
back
that's the first one.
off now.
Let's back off now.
So what is?
These are two guitars that I'm interested in.
I didn't even know Charvel made tellies.
Well, here's the thing. Charvel, a lot of companies make both S and T style guitars. So Charvel has made T style and Strat style for a while.
Yeah.
This is really cutting out a lot of whoever listens to this as far as this talk goes, but it's not like we don't do this anyway.
Right. I mean, Charvel was always notable because they actually had a license to use the proper Fender headstocks and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who cares about headstocks sometimes, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, like, they, like, a Charvel was kind of like having a Fender almost, you know? Like, but I've always liked their San Dimas Strats, like, because they're kind of a little more roundy looking and stuff.
They are 80s metal to me, Charvel Strats.
Well, sure, yeah.
So the thing about this is I want other guitars, like I want other different kind of guitars, but I love the Telecaster. Mm-hmm. And I love my Telecaster. I have this Jackson because I want, and I have a Strat because I love Strats. Strats and Tellies. I love Fender.
Tellies are a great design.
Fender is great. So I have my Strat and I have my Telly. And I want these other guitars too, but these look so cool, and they are Telly style guitars. That it's like, if I wanted to get another guitar because of, like, the way it sounds, like the pickups and the way everything's set up on it.
I don't think these are going to sound very Telly-like.
No, they're not. That's what I mean. It's like, why, if I like the Telly style, why not just get a Telly that does that?
Right.
Like that, the Pro Mod, the first Pro Mod I sent, the signature model. Mm-hmm. That's essentially a Les Paul in Telecaster form.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're going to get some different tone out of it than you would have a Les Paul, probably just because of the different density of the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good-looking guitar. You know, I like it. I like the hardtail.
Yeah.
And I like the big block inlays.
Yeah, it's hard. Here's the thing. If I could get it, if I could combine both those guitars, I would probably buy it right now. But the thing about the second one I sent you, and this is going to sound weird, but it's the cutaways. Like, look, it has the arm cutaway on the front, and it has the belly cutaway on the back.
Oh yeah, it's not quite as blocky as the first one.
Yes, and that's the thing that I don't like about Tellies, that I do like about Strats, because they're more comfortable.
Yeah,
and if I could have that on that. That signature one, I would be in heaven.
I do like the left-hand stock headstock on the second.
Yeah, too. That's true.
That does actually make a difference. Like, it changes the tension of the strings. Your higher string winds up being a little looser, makes bending easier and stuff with them.
Didn't know that.
And it tightens up the low string, so you don't have like a flabby low string. Especially if you're doing any like alternate tunings that involve you having to drop stuff on your lower strings.
Anyway, just thought I would share that with you and alienate anybody that's listening.
Were you asking me a question, or did you just want to show it to me?
Just wanted to show you.
Okay. I like it.
Which one would you pick?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I do. For some reason, I'm not a big fan of, unless it's like a Bigsby, I'm not a big fan of having a tremolo on a Telecaster.
Like that. Yeah, me too. That's the thing. I wouldn't use that. You know, I'd have to actually go through the problem of trying to block it or something.
Right. Which, I mean, you know, that's not really hard to do. And once you do it, it's done and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But still, just the fact of if you're going to do that anyway, I might as well just get a hardtail, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they don't offer it on this, if they offered the hardtail on this, I've been looking around. Besides, also, these debuted at NAMM this year, so these aren't even out yet.
Yeah.
So maybe they will in the future.
I'm trying to remember. There was a. Let's see if I saved it. I might have saved it when I was looking for something. There was a Fender Modern Player Telecaster that was from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not sure if you'd like it or not. You can see the wood grain, but it's more of a translucent black.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen that. Sure.
But it It had
doesn't go. It like go. It has a bridge, and then the strings go in through the body, right?
Yeah, I think that does string through the back. Yeah, it does strings through
like
the back.
Checker or something like that. Those.
And it's. I mean, it's a Fender. It's a maiden whatchamacallit Fender, but it's still a Fender. Because it was from the Modern Player line. But it now it had the humbucker single setup. Where it had the
your HSS?
Yeah, like but you it had splits and taps on the humbucker in the back, so you could make it a single coil. Which might get you closer to a Tele sound. Especially having single coils up in the neck and mid position.
Well, the thing is, I already have a Tele. I don't need to sound like a Tele somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, like, you might want to look for one of those on eBay because they're like $400 or $500 as opposed to whatever. And they're hardtails, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I see it. So, it's not what I was thinking. But it is a hardtail bridge. I see it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Or, like, see it not...
I don't like the way that looks. I don't like that middle pickup.
Okay.
I don't want a middle pickup.
All right.
I had that middle pickup with the Squire when I was started out, the one that I gave away for charity or whatever it was. The
beat up one? Yeah.
Yeah. That was it was one of those old Japanese Squires.
Oh, whoa. You didn't tell me it was a Japanese Squire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, man. I would have took it for charity.
Just doesn't have a pick guard or anything.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just another one of the Korean or Indonesian ones.
No, this is from the 80s.
Oh, so it was like a Squire 2.
Yeah.
Now, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have told you to just give it away to those people.
Well, it wasn't worth anything.
Those are pretty well built.
Not after what I did. I sanded off everything on it. I sanded the name off of it.
Yeah, but still. I mean, the underlying materials were...
I abused this guitar. I'm surprised they took it from me.
So yeah, I don't... So between the two you showed me, though, I probably would go with the Pro Mod, the first one.
They're both Pro Mods, but yeah, the Signature one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
although
I like that one too. I just wish it had the cutaways.
Yeah, I do like the cut, and I actually like the grain on the second one better.
Yeah, me too.
And I do like that left-handed neck. Like I said, it changes the tension, and you can tell if you do bends a lot and stuff like that. Yeah.
Man, I wish I could just get a custom one.
I wonder if Charvel does that. Maybe you could ask them to put the.
I think they do, but I don't know.
Because what is it? You want the neck from the other one? Is that what it is? Or do you?
I want the hardtail like that.
Oh, so you want the second one with a hardtail instead of a tremolo?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the tremolo is not really a deal breaker, and like I said, you can always block it. It's not that hard to do, and it's done. You know. It's just like I don't know. And then I guess if you decide you want the tremolo later, it's easy enough to undo. You know. So, yeah, it's up to you, man. I do like that second one, too, though. I like the color of it. I like the reverse headstock. I like the cut.
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
It comes in black, too, but my Tele's already black.
Yeah, I do like that black on black scheme, though. It's really, mm-hmm. really nice looking. Because it's a... Yeah, like even the tuning keys are black and stuff on that one. Although that does look kind of weird with the... What is this, like a Palfaro fretboard or something?
Which one?
The second one.
No, it's roasted maple.
Okay. I couldn't tell from the color. I was trying to figure out whether it was...
Yeah, roasted maple is real popular now.
And, it's weird, though. I mean, the fretboard looks different from the headstock material. Which isn't unusual, but I'm saying it doesn't, like... Usually you see more of a marked... difference in color between one and the other, you know? But anyway, yeah. I do kind of like the second one. Go with the second one.
Well, I'm probably not getting either. But.
Yeah. Although, I like the pick guard better on the first one, too. It's not really a Tele pick guard, but...
Yeah, I like it, too.
It kind of reminds me of a... Oh, that control scheme's weird, though. I didn't even pay attention to that at first.
It is weird, isn't it?
One knob.
Mm-hmm.
Which, is it volume? Is it tone? What is it?
It's got to be volume, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't just put a tone knob and leave them both on. Ooh, I guess you could, actually. I mean, no reason why you couldn't.
I thought that was weird too. Maybe it's a push-pull one.
I'm trying to see if it tells me in the description. So yeah, that's a mahogany neck with an ebony fretboard. That's pretty cool on the first one. I've never owned an ebony fretboard instrument. I mean, but ebony is like super dense, so it's probably got like a nice crisp tone to it. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like you're actually touching the fretboard with strings or anything. And there's some people that say that none of that crap matters anyway, you know? Like,
Yeah, it's just one master volume.
well, that's weird. I guess because it's a signature.
Yes, you don't need a tone.
Huh. I would, huh, well, that's sort of interesting. You could buy that and then use your luthier school. Oh, wait, you aren't going to be able to go to your luthier school.
Yeah.
Had you started it yet?
Uh-oh.
Oh, bummer.
Next month.
Well, I hope you get to go eventually.
Maybe.
I was going to say, yeah, you could use this as a project in your luthier school and add a tone pot.
Want to do
Oh,
If I was gonna like route holes and shit like that, I'd buy like a $200 guitar.
well,
Kind of
yeah.
what I'm doing with the Jackson.
Yeah, maybe you should have kept the maybe you should have kept the Squire around just as a project.
I thought about it, but then I was like, you're just being selfish now. You were going to give this away to children, and now you want to keep it so that you can fuck around with it?
Well,
It's like, haven't you done enough to this thing?
it's not like the children were expecting it.
Well, that's true. It's not like I said, hey, kids, you want this, and then take it away.
Right, exactly. Anyway. Well, we made it through another week. Oh, did I even ever say what week it was?
No, I don't think you introduced us this week.
Well, hi, welcome to the Crankcast. It's week 755.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's websites, ihatemike.com. There's still Battlepug cartoons up at battlepug.com. Cartoons? Comics is what I mean to say. Go buy. Oh, I forgot to go tell people what was in stores this week too, didn't I? Grumble is actually in stores this week, so you probably know that though, because you probably got it in your pull box waiting for you to do a drop pick, drop off.
Yeah, we're just assuming you do. Yeah.
Right, because why wouldn't you? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, little son of a.
Yeah, and there's something called Monster Bash magazine. Never heard of that before. And it's up to issue 39.
Monster Bash.
It's just weird when something like that pops up and you've never heard of it before. But anyway, so I'm still just scrolling on and see if there's anything else in, you know. 'Cause there was stuff I've worked on, but it's 'cause sometimes in this business you work on stuff along with a lot of lead time before it ever gets into the stores. So, like, there are things I worked on like months ago that haven't even hit the store yet. And with that kind of gap and stuff, I sometimes that's why I don't always know what's coming up or what's coming out or anything like that. Just so explaining myself there. I thought that was kind of weird. Yeah, well, you know how it is. Anyway, Marvel's got a lot of stuff in stores this week. Oh, Rick and Morty number 60, which is the final issue of the main series of Rick and Morty. Because, now they're going to hell. I think that's been announced. I hope that's been announced. Whatever. So, anyway, that's all I found. That's us related, I guess. So yeah, I told you where you could reach stuff, told you what week it was, told you what stuff was available for sale this week. Everybody be safe. Stay well.
Or I'll destroy you.
Support each other, because, we're not in this alone. Right? I mean, this is all of us in the same boat.
Yeah. I wish I didn't have to care about all y'all, but yeah.
Yeah. And if, I mean, if you're selfish, just think of it like this. It's in your own best interest to make sure other people are well too. So, hope you have a good weekend, and we'll catch you next week. Goodbye.